Uganda.
Praise Jesus, my friends. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Greet for us your neighbor. Tell them to get a heart just like of God. Because that's the one God loves.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now we thank God for the moment He's given us.
So,
we can align our hearts to get to be like His. Just as His own heart.
And
we have the mindset of God.
Say
so we have the words of Christ in us. We want to move on to see in our own personal schemes. And to help ourselves to give up our entire hearts unto God in our life and all our entire strength.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we ended as we heard what God told us to get a heart just like of Him and He can think like Him. Like to get a mindset of God within you.
Yes, you
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on here in Proverbs. Proverbs 16. Verse 1. Let's try to prepare our own hearts. And if we have failed on them, let's ask God to at least give us new hearts. Praise Jesus so much. At least if you see you failed on your heart, ask for a new heart. A new heart.
It's
one of the things we're going to be looking on. If you see you failed to prepare your heart, you ask for another.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
the times you look in yourself and your heart has failed you. And every time whatever you fight in yourself, you've resumed it the next day. Now it's good, then you ask for a new heart if what you possess has failed on you. Let's read and we hear. Proverbs 16 from verse 1.
Okuteekateeka omutima kugwanira omuntu, naye okwanukula kw'olulimi kuveri mukama.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
required of us to prepare our hearts
to
appear just like the one of God. If you discover that you failed on your heart, tried much to prepare it, but
where
it's reached a failed on it, there you go, prove God that you failed on your heart. Then He gives you another heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
have to try, see you make a part of preparing it, that it can appear just like that of God. And it has the mindset of God.
It's to
say it has the Holy Scriptures.
And
it's taken out all stories and invented words. And all the stories of where we grew from. And we can get the Word of God within us. And then we get to think like Him. Let's move on and we hear. Proverbs 16 verse 2.
Amakubo go gonna ag'omuntu gaba malongofu maaso ge ye, naye Mukama apima emyoyo. Emirimu gyo giterese Mukama, n'ebirowoozo byo binanywezebwanga. Mukama yakolera buli muntu ekintu omulimu gwakyo, weewaawo era n'ababi yabakolera olunaku olw'okulabirako ennaku. Buli muntu alina omutima ogw'amalala wa muzizo eri Mukama.
Buli muntu alina omutima ogw'amalala.
Every person with a proud heart.
Wa muzizo eri Mukama.
They are detestable to God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bw'okizuula nti mutufu omutima kati gwo gukulemere.
When you discover you have failed on your heart.
Manyi mulimu omuntu agamba nze nina obunafu bwange.
You know there's a person saying that me, I have my weakness.
Naye ntuuse ne nkizuula nga sirina kuba nabo.
But I've reached and I've discovered I shouldn't have them.
Kubanga Katonda talina bunafu bwonna.
For God has not anything like a weakness.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
I think we know to go over no mutima ogulinga ogwo.
And you have to reach to have a heart just like of him.
When you
discover that you have deferred in hearts, and in your heart you have pride, you ask your spirit, you tell your heart, you teach it and it refuses, and you teach it a couple of years and you fight with it. When you reach and it's failed, you must ask and request for a new heart. Praise Jesus so much. But the problem which happened, many things we do,
and
we think perhaps it is far from with witchcraft.
You
know that a person may just act pride and God equates them to a witchcraft? And he said, you acted proud, then you too are wizards.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So if you said anything,
now many times, many things are within our hearts. According to 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. If you rebel, if you contend with your heart and rebels, you don't differ from someone who is a sorcerer.
Now
we hear many words from the kingdom of God.
We
accept some and refuse others. But he, God, says that a person who rebels on his word is not deferred from a diviner or a sorcerer. But imagine every day you sit in church. We've sat as church. You move on to listen. But you, there are scriptures you say that that one I will not do this.
Not,
you condemn with your heart to rebel, even to fight God.
They
say that we rebel against God. You are not different from a diviner. You know, many people say that that wizard is a bad person. Even if someone sits in the word of God and they don't want to act upon it, still their heart fights with that word. I want to prove you that the same as a diviner. May find you have ever had wizards in your home and you never realized it. Maybe your brethren or your heart yourself, it's filled with divination and you're not aware of it. Your heart witches you every day.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. For it rebels. With the wizard you live with, then we move.
The
Bible says two cannot move together except they have agreed. Now maybe you have arrested wizards in the world. Perhaps you're moving with a wizard, you move with yourself. A heart which rebels against God, and that person who condemns with it, they don't differ from being diviners. And they have words of diviners, many of them. Many of them they can never speak within the word. Speak things of this world of murdering. I wish you died long time if you were like that.
Yes,
you
were.
Maybe you've been with a wizard all along, you never realized it. That's your heart and it bewitched yourself. And you become diviners, both of you. Rebelling against God and acting pride over his word.
First Samuel 15, verse 23.
Have you heard what happens? Now we've read much about the hearts. It can get arrogant and refuse to appear like the one of God. Yet God says it's meant to appear like of Him. He says if there is any arrogance within the hearts, it's like idolatry.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He may even serve, never bowed for Mary. But your heart too knows it. You did it long time. Arrogant and refused to shift from the life of evil. Yet many times we fellowship and gather. Many people like those appear within church. And they appear within the salvation. They don't change no matter how much they hear the word. And they became diviners together with their hearts. Praise Jesus. And you may say, I've never bewitched. But God says, all along you've been a sorcerer.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You may
say, I've never worshipped idols myself. But you worship them long time. For the hardness and arrogance of your heart refuses to change.
Samuel 15:23. Kubanga oganye ekigambo kya Mukama, naye akuganye okuba kabaka. Awo Sawulo n'agamba Samwiri nti, nayonoona, kubanga nasobye ekiragiro kya Mukama n'ebigambo byo, kubanga natya abantu n'endyo n'engondera eddoboozi lyabwe. Kale nno kaakano nkwegayiridde, sonyiwa ekibi kyange, onkyukire, wamu nange nate nsinze Mukama. Samwiri n'agamba Sawulo nti, siddeyo naawe, kubanga oganye ekigambo kya Mukama. Ne Mukama akuganye okuba kabaka wa Isirayiri. Awo Samwiri bwe yakyuka okugenda, n'akwata ekirenge ky'ekyambalo kye ne kiyulika. Awo Samwiri n'amugamba nti, Mukama akuyuzizzaako obwakabaka bwa Isirayiri leero, n'abuwa muliraanwa wo akusinga obulungi. Era mmanyi nga Isirayiri teririmba so teryejjusa. Kubanga si muntu eyejjusa. N'alyoka ayogera nti, nayonoona. Naye nzisaamu ekitiibwa kaakano.
Kati tozowulira. Omuntu agamba akkiriza alinga akulima nti akkiriza nti nkoze.
Person as if he deceived that he's admitted he's committed sin.
Nayonoona naye nzisaamu ku kitiibwa ssebo.
I sin but please honor me. This heart, if it reaches this level, you ask for another heart.
And
due to you see you've done a mistake, but you can't humble and calm down.
Hear
what this one is speaking here. This soul already perverted.
You
already spotted David who had a heart like of him. Frustration Saul was in. He had to ask for a new heart. If he wanted to get back to God. But the situation he was in, he was able to see that he's sin. He has the spirit.
But he
was saying, at least let them honor us, but we sinned.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
I sin, but please you honor us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you reach this level, see you've done something. If you see what you do is not right, you may say that, but we too, we are human beings. You know you have a big problem with your heart. You are meant to ask and request for a new one.
But
if you don't do it quick, you're going to be destroyed. God may not take you away from this world. But you must be brought new out of the book of life. And in the world you remain moving. But in the book of life you're not there.
To
yourself you realize you're committed sin.
And
you prove what your heart has done. But you remain insisting in there. Agree with your heart that at least they honor you though you sinned.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel 15, verse
30.
N'alyoka ayogera nti nayo noona. Naye nzisaamu ekitiibwa kaakano kwegayiridde mu maaso g'abakadde n'abantu bange ne mu maaso ga Isirayiri. Okyukire wamu nange. Nate nsinze Mukama Katonda wo.
Njagala kusinza Katonda wo.
I want to worship your God.
Naye kakati ono omusajja. Yesu
alaba
nti ayonoonye wekyaliko omusajja wa Katonda oba omuweereza oyo n'agenda ye n'agenda neyeegayirira ku lulwe yaddamu kumugamba asooka onziseemuko ku
kitiibwa
ugende okyukodde ogende nange nsobole osinza Katonda
olaba
omutima mufu
byegwogera
byonna bijjudde amalala Yesu
yeebazibwaoba
otto bwe tubeera
singa
okizuula nti omutima gwe gukulemeredde
gwenga
mu mwoyo otandika okuwulira nti nyonoonye naye omutima nga gugezaako tonda w'embeera endala eyokulemesa okutereera gukugamba kati sunguwala watisiti wadde okiwulira muli oyo byokoze
tebisaana
kibikkeko n'obusungu
okambuwale
awo naye bwoddako eri nga gumaze okukakkana nga omaze obikola
byonna
okugambe naye mutima gwe
wekituuse
kati
nkutegeddetogenda
tereera kati bakugyemu nze njagala mulala kubanga waliwo naye mutuufu lwowulira nga ekyo
kikoleddwa
naye si bunowulira ebigambo ebirala nti naye weekaziwooko gumawo baakubye oyogere
okakase
nti tewakikoze naye omulamu gwe naawe okiwulirewakikoze
naye
ngera kulina ebintu egganga tibikkabikaoyesu
yeebazibwaso
tulina okulabika nga mutima guno tugwegendereza era bw'olabanga gukutabuseeko saba omulala omanyi Nabukadeneza yalinga emirundi mingi asinkana nnyo
Danielin'akulaga
obuyinza bwe bwakatonda bwonna era nakakkana ni mangu nnyo nga addamu
n'akakanya
okutuusa lwe baamutwala bambi ne bamukyusa omutima baasooka ne bamugyamu ogw' obuntu ne bamuwa
ogw'ensolo
ne bagenda ne balongoosa omutima ne bakolamu
omupya
ne bagumuzaawo naye ekyatwala ebbanga lya myaka
egiwerakiyinza
obutatwala emyaka musanvu gy'oli
kubanga
ekyo kitegeeza emyoyo omusanvu okuddamu bakuzimbira omutima omupya kubanga omutima guzimbibwa mu purosesi ey'emyoyo
omusanvu
yesu yeebazibwe naye omusajja omulala ogwe tulaba mu kitabo kino ekyokuva ono kabaka w'e Misiri yalina obuzibu ye yiyo omutima gwali mukakanyavu paka nga
bamumazeewo
naye nga yalaba ebintu byonna
naye
nga buli kiseera abeera akakanyala
kati
akaseera mweyandisabidde bamuwa omutima
omulalateyasaba
kati katonda n'agamba kangwongere nange
nkukakanyalize
kati olina okutuuka ekiseera
awantu
bw'oba olaba nga gukulemeredde osabe mangu bakuwa omulala kubanga singa tosaba mangu katonda ajja kwongera okakanyaza ogwo asobole
okukusaanyawo
ebiseera ebisinga abantu abamaze okulaba abalina omutima ogufaana bwe gutyo gumaze okukakanyala ennyo ne bwe balaba amagero ga Katonda nkubuulire abakuba waakiri batuuka kubajja mu
mubiri
nga tebakyuse naye kyantisa okubeera ngaabo kyangu abantu bano bali babiri basobola okufunirako ebyokulabirako.
Are two people you can get an example from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kumbi masatu.
Almost three.
Ono gwetwa kasoma ko Saulo.
The one with first read Saul.
Yagana okutusi omutima gwo kusaba bamuwa mu.
He refused to ask for new heart.
Naye nga bamuwa ebbanga lyali ddene.
But they gave him a period, a long one.
Okuva lwe bamujjako obwakabaka.
Till the kingdom was withdrawn from him.
Kyatwala emyaka musanvu era.
Took 7 years.
Nga tamuvanga mu mubya ddala.
He had never physically left the kingdom.
Naye yayongeranga bulijjo kola.
But he moved deeper to commit evil.
And
God hardened his heart to move to the shrines he had chased.
You can
even go back to the things you've been speaking against some time back. And you go back and you get to be a senior in doing them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now this other, this King Herod, Pharaoh. King, the Pharaoh of Egypt.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ye, yagani radara.
He totally refused.
Babu kubemigone.
Beat him, did all things to him.
He
didn't even think of a moment asking a new heart.
He
had the spirit reached a point to fear.
But
the heart had its own things. And when you read it many times, you read what happens from Exodus 7 unto 12. They beat him all the times. Sometimes he humbled and said, I've left you go. As they are about to move, the heart speaks new things to him. And he drafts new schemes. Till to kill the firstborn. All the firstborns in Egypt. But still he never changed. And it reached a point, said, let me attack
still.
Till they killed him along the way. But Nebuchadnezzar gives us an example. In all working as he hardened in the heart.
You
remain asking the latter things, how will they be?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I'm hardened
in heart, but I don't know what the future will hold.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That point alone, God helped him.
He
decided to take him in the bush. To give him a punishment and create him a new heart.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
All
of us need new hearts most of the times. Most of them got sicknesses we can't be cured. And though you may seem to have gotten cured, but the heart may have just gotten silent within you. Awaiting you for a little moment that you get used to these words. After you get familiar, they will tell you these are usual words. Bring out it schemes afresh. You too, it knows you've admitted the weakness is there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
leave them, they are heated at this moment. But
we
want to cause and put familiarity in them.
They get familiar,
and these words become like a sweet song to them.
It's
popular in a season and after it phases out.
They'll
give up on these words. We are not afraid of that.
They
wait with though it will be even 30 years.
Until
these words will get cold within you.
And
it will arise to fulfill its motives. What you have to do is one. Is to discover whether this heart has gotten cured.
Not sure
the time it pretends.
Humbles
it sees you fighting with many words. These days God has been doing good to us. When it gets silent, to bring someone stubborn close to you. To stare it out.
They
stare the heart out. And you are weak with all your old character. You realize you have never gotten healed.
And
never refuse people. Sometimes God brings to you.
They are going to
help you cover yourselves where God healed or not. Bring someone
to
abuse, leave them to abuse and see how it
happens. You
can't fire back.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
get silent.
I don't know.
God tests you, brings a stab on your way.
Maybe
you may say, I got healed of piece of money.
God
leave the thief steals you 3 to 5 million.
And
you get out sums. Never got healed over things of money. God, do as the authority is.
Until
the heart can get silent.
Yes, she was.
Praise Jesus. Get silent and say it now. Let me first leave them.
You
know, we are against each other. They don't know that.
This
body and the spirit, each one fights another.
Yet
the heart is what contends with the spirit.
Even
fights you yourself in that body.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So, if
there is a test which has come, leave it to be there for a moment at least. And you see how you appear within it.
Yes,
Praise Jesus. And you see where they got healed. Maybe you still
have wounds,
and you feel I was about to release the mouth.
But
let me get healed. Let me get medicine of the word of God.
Let
you get scriptures brief. Many times people in the Lord, after they do things not right, they run back and get the Bible out.
Then
they get medicine, but the wound is kicking it out. When they read, Lord, even this is me doing them. Children of God, many times when they do things not right,
they
seek advice through scriptures, they bounce back there.
They
read to get a word of encouragement. And they look for those who sit before their colleagues. And the read of the medicine they gave them. They gave them
the
medicine. And they said the medicine is also hard.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
questions we live in them, you know that yourself.
Mess
yourself and you go sick. When did David commit adultery? You have done that now.
Once you reach
on the punishment, David, don't do me
that.
This is the medicine for you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now the problem.
Well,
see how David was forgiven. They put 3 punishments for him.
Now we're on the
call. Whether they strike you with blades, with a sword. They kill your child.
You
want to read of the adulterers, how God forgave them.
Yes,
Still you're reading, you don't want it. What you sin out of your heart?
Those
books, I know your pride. When you reach there, you say, I don't want to be like David.
I
want to see who did what you did. And how did God answer them? And you see
the
answering and you begin to fight against it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So even to be known.
Now these things. The medicine which heals the heart. Many times it's not, is it bitter? It's filled of rebuke.
And
it says that this rebuke is filled with bitterness. It's with anguish in its time. According to what it tells us in Hebrews 12, verse 6 to down. Hebrews 12 from verse 6.
Kubanga mukama gwayagala amukangavula era kuba buli mwana gwakkiriza olw'okukangavulwa kye munaavanga mugumiikiriza Katonda akolanga abakolanga abaana kuba omwana ki kitaawe gwatakangavula naye bwe munaabeeranga awatali kukangavulwa okugwana okututuukako fenna muli beeroolereze so si baana
kakati ekizibu bwe kiri.
Now where the problem is,
manyi twagala nnyo okubeera abaana,
you know, we love much to be children of God.
And
we are to be children of God. If God refuses to discipline you, know you're no more a child of God. This is the medicine of the sin in the heart. And he told us the other time that the wounds take away sin.
And
even the rod of God reaches in the rooms of the heart. Many times we really want rebukes of God, yet we want to be his children. If you discover things you're doing which are not worthy, and God never rebukes and displeases you, no, he gave up on you a long time. He
chases
you and he sees that your heart is too much dirty. It
grows
hardened and now it needs to get destroyed. He too is headed you. Never punishes you over the sin you have committed of your heart. Remember, sins keep themselves in the heart for some time.
No,
in a little time you're to resume it. But the medicine is the rebuke. God has measures of rebukes. May we send a minister and he will bring a word. And you will see whether you accept that review.
If
you accept the beating of the word of God, that it beats you and it's done. But there are those who want the physical hand of God. And they don't want the rebuke of the word. And they are waiting for a slap, God to slap them himself. You know, all long rebukes of God begins from his word. Even physically.
Rebukes begin
from speaking to someone. If they listen to the word,
and
they humble and change, they get healed. If they refuse, at least you slap them then. Others, the first refuse give you food. You're not having money and things are not well. When you refuse, it takes another level of slapping you. When you refuse, it brings a rod out. And when you fail on the rod, you think, what's next? And then he blots you. The book of the living and sends you where there is much beatings. In hell, for you, a few beatings are no more enough for you. You know, there are people who get stagnated. Though you beat them, the normal feeling you have to take them be beaten all their days. Let's move on here.
Bebulaniya esula ya 12 olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Hebrews 12 verses 8.
Naye bwe munaabeeranga watali kukangavula okugwana okututuukako fenna.
Buli muntu ng'oli kakasa oli mwana wa Katonda.
Every person you prove a child of God.
Obulamu busabanga okunenyezebwa.
In your life always has to be rebuked.
Then you will
check your heart whether it's alive in
you. But when you do
all things you do and God never minds
you, know that
He chests you and He never gets pleased of your heart. Hebrews 12 verses 8.
Nate twalina bakitaffe ab'omubiri gwaffe abatukangavulanga ne tubasangamu ekitiibwa, tetulisinga nnyo okugondera kitaawe w'emyoyo ne tuba abalamu. Kubanga bo baatukangavulanga ennaku si nnyingi olw'okwegasa bo, naye oyo atukangavula olw'okutugasa tulyoke tufune omugabo ku butukuvu bwe.
Owulidde ekigendwa ky'okunenyezebwa.
Have you seen the intention of God disciplining you?
Ng'atunenya ebyo by'omu mitima gyaffe.
And He rebukes us of sins of our hearts.
Ebyo bye tuvaayo ne tukola.
That we get to do.
Kubanga agamba.
For He says.
Nti ebyo ebikolebwa bimala kujjulayo mu mutima.
That those done first get filled in the heart.
N'olyoka otandika okubira bisaba bwe.
And you begin to manifest them outside.
Nga tulwana okubanga emitima gyaffe gidayose okufaanana ng'ogwa Katonda.
As we fight our heart to get back appear like that of God.
Okusiyalinga ku butukuvu bwe.
His holiness.
Kubanga tukimanya omuntu akiriza na mutima gw'okuweebwa obutuukirivu.
The person believes the heart to be given righteousness.
Mubaamu n'okunenyezebwa kuno.
It even involves this rebuking this
man. Nga kugenda maaso n'okugasa ffe bennyini.
Moves on to profit we ourselves.
Ankuli Katonda okunenya tusiyaganyolwa.
If you go to rebuke you, is not he who benefits from that.
Gw'okifunamu mubanze naye ffe tukifunamu.
It's me and you who benefits from that.
If you
fall in hell, God will not be there experiencing pain.
Think
He is in heaven crying because they are beating you within hell.
Or
if you'll be cast in the lake of fire, He will be the one there experiencing the pain. He told you already in John 15, if you don't bear fruits,
they will
break you off from the true vine.
Adate wobo kutugwa ku muti omuti kubate kucha kubeyali nga twali bulumi bwago bukulira.
From the tree never experiences the pain of you.
Sibwe jeri.
Is not that?
Kakati gwatemeddwa ako Katonda nga temukyali mu mwoyo omu.
Who has been cut off at your normal in one spirit.
Abate kya sobola kuulira bulumi bwo.
He can no more experience your pain.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye kati mukunenyezebwa kuno tuba tukyali mu mwoyo omu naye.
In this rebuke we are still in the same spirit with him.
Ng'awulira nti ogenda okuzikirira.
And he feels going to get destroyed.
N'asala wa kulwanirira.
And he decides to fight for you.
Kati singa obigaana eby'okunenyezebwa.
If you refuse these things of rebuking you.
Ng'agamba oyo bamutemeko.
And he says cut him off.
Bamusule wabweru ajira akala.
And he throw them out to get dried.
Kubanga mwomanyi wabweru ye mugeera.
You know, outside it's the hell.
Eyo gy'okalira obulungi.
It's where you drive very well.
Bamanya bamala bali kukunganya okusula mu nyanja y'omuliro.
They know after they gather you throw you in the lake of fire.
Yes, he has been.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tuba tulina okukkiriza okunenya okwo.
But we have to accept that rebuke.
Okuwonya emitima gyaffe.
To heal our hearts.
Okutuukira ddala okusiyalinga ku butuukirivu bwa Katonda.
To reach to share of the holiness of God.
Tulyoke tubeere n'omutima ogulinga ogwa Katonda.
Then we get to be a heart like of God.
Era nga tulina endowooza.
And we have the mindset of Him.
Naye singa ebiseera ebisinga naawe opasivinga oba okitegeera nti kuno kunenya kwa Katonda.
Many times you do perceive it, this is the rebuke of God.
N'owulira ng'obivaako naye ng'omutima gugaanye.
And you feel of giving up on them but the heart refuses.
Manya gwandiba kati kula bikagweko bana ate kati gwafuna ekifo ne gwandiza ekiyitibwa etteeka lyeji.
Know that perhaps it's got a place and will come to the law of sin.
Ati sitani atuula omu.
And now the devil sits within it.
Ate ayinza okubanga n'omutima gwonna yagulya n'agumala.
Perhaps he has consumed it in the entire heart.
Naye nga gwoyinza okuba okyalina gap eyeewulira nti osobola okukyuka.
But maybe you still have a gap which can feel you can change.
Ekyo kye tugamba nti sabamu omutima omupya.
That's what we say that request for a new heart.
Naye nga mu kiseera kino okyayinza okusaba eddagala.
In this time you can ask for the medicine.
The
words of God as they are.
Of
all rebuke, read and read them. accept to be rebuked. Many times people say God can say, I put plague and a sword before you, I choose what from them. Tell God, I wouldn't have refused this punishment. But I remember Cain in Genesis 4. God, this punishment is big, reduce it.
For
the sins I've done, I'm worthy of this punishment. But reduce it for me. Reduce it for me, Lord. By the blood of Jesus. If it is possible, you totally
forgive
me. And you don't punish for me to have gotten God right. Is it not than that?
Can't
refuse a punishment you read, for we read the Bible and it's like that. David commits adultery, is given punishment. We take the child.
You've
got the example yourself, what you speak over that. What you do is one. Lord, I'm worthy of that punishment. I ask as the Spirit led kind. After you gave me punishment, he requested to be reduced. I remember you reduced his punishment. For you said, whoever will touch him, you will punish them. Even forgive. If you accept his rebuke, many times we refuse his rebuke and we say, you have given me problems. Given me, I can't handle it, but if you see, can I handle
it?
Me, I'm in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, God can tell you, I want you to be poor. I want you to be poor for 4 years according to the
Bible.
It's possible me to live like that. I am in the flesh. Everything season needs money over it. There you tell me be poor for 6 years.
You
committed sin, but your punishment is big.
You
accept what they have punished you over,
you can
go ask like Cain.
Cain
killed his brother, God gave him punishment. God, I accept the punishment, but it is big. Most people say, perhaps Cain is still in hell. He's not there. You fall in your hell alone claiming Cain is there. People go
to the Bible,
they single out the Bible people who appear like them.
And
you think they remained appearing like you as you have insisted to be.
Solomon
married many women, me too, I want to be like
them.
And you think he never reached heaven?
It
comes to Ecclesiastes so that all his vanity, he gave up on all of them.
Now
you attach on Solomon, he did the same. At the end, he gave up all his
things.
All that is vanity.
Discover
the Holy Spirit has taught me. All women, he abandoned them. All possessions, he left them. Now you are ready, you don't know his end. Attach yourself to some people in the Bible. That you too, you insist into your sin. Let's move on with here. Hebrews 12, verse 10.
Kubanga, bo, batu kangavulange na kusinyi njolo kwe gasabo. Na yoyo atukangavula olw'okutugasa tuyoke tufune omugabo mu butukuvu bwe. Okukangavulwa kwonna mu biro ebyakaakano tekufaanana kwa ssanyu wabula kwa nnaku. Naye oluvannyuma kuba ebibala eby'emirembe eri abo abayigirizibwa mu kwo by'ebyobutuukirivu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When a discipline and rebuke comes our way, it's very bitter. Others we get angered over it. The heart tells you get angered why they preach against you. You know, there are some of you come in here and say, perhaps they are preaching about me. I don't know who gave him the rumor. A rebuke is always like that. Not that they told that person of you, but your heart tells you that perhaps they told him of you.
What
you have to accept, you did it, don't you hear? Let the heart not deceive you that someone told them of you. Though they told him, and you know you too, you do that. Now, where did the scriptures get it? Even the scripture, did they tell them of you?
Hebrews 12,
verse 12.
Kale. Mugololenga emikono girengeja n'amavivi agakozimba era mukubirenga ebigere byamwe amakubo amagolokofu abonyera lemengo kugavamu naye awonenga bwonyi mugobererenga emirembe eri abantu bonna n'obutukuvu awatali obosi wali aliraba Mukama.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Buho badde owenyera.
If you've been walking lame,
you know,
you may not be physically lame,
but you've
been having your sin taking you gradual. You're beginning to bend like that. Give up. Don't totally get lame. Say, I've given up. Stop speaking about us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one who has been shaking and
saying,
I can almost stand in righteousness. Your heart shouldn't lie to you, you can do it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
you is gotten lame, don't
accept.
This sin may be perhaps you, but you can still stand. You can still overcome your heart.
You
ask for a new one, for you can no more connect with that one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
when he warns us in Ezekiel, Ezekiel 36, many times he can give us a new heart and take out a hardened heart.
Ezekiel 36:25.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you go to Ephesians
5,
the water pours out upon us. It passes through the words. This moment you are in the new generation with the full knowledge of God, the only way God can begin to heal your heart, take out schemes of destruction and the law of sin, for we had to cover it ahead there. After you began to fail with your heart, you began to give it space for the raw of sin to access it.
Sin
of sin which can bath all sins in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you've been contending with your heart, and there are many things in you you hear and you say, me, I'm a servant of the laws of God. But I've begun to hear within me another law.
It
contends with the law of my mind. There you know, another citizen has joined you, the seed of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You can still humble of the words.
When
Ephesians 5,
from
21 to down, he moves to show us we were cleansed by the water through the word.
Every
time we hear the word and accept to be cleansed, It's easy when you fell in your heart, yet you have believed the word, and it begins to cleanse you as a spirit.
You
began to believe totally the word of God. You
too
content with what the heart wants to do. You reach a time and you can't connect. There you can tell him that, Lord, this heart I can no more handle it. Give me of another heart.
Both
wake up in the day and you have a heart which never argues with you.
Ngamukanya bukanya kati.
You now agree
mushigambo cha katonda
within the word of God.
Bisele isinga waliwo abantu abade bafuna enkayana.
Many times there are people who get contentions in them.
Ne mtima jabu
with their hearts.
Ne bagenda bawulira ekigambo ne bakakana.
But they moved on hearing the word and they humbled.
Abamu batukuzibwa ddala neddaga eri ekigambo ne libawonyesa ddala.
Others were cleansed and the medicine of the word healed them.
Nabala emitima jabu gyakyusibwa.
And others their hearts were changed.
Ezekiel, Esula, Eyasatumumkaga, Olinyirwa Bilimetano.
Ezekiel 36:25.
Ndiba longo samumpitambi ya moyo na, nemubifananyi byamwe byonna. Era ndiba omutima omujja. Nenteeka omwoyo omujja munda mumwe.
Nasobola kuwa omutima omupya.
He can give you a new heart.
With
even the other evil spirits which had joined on you. That we call the spirit of the devil, the law of sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He can totally remove it out. And he gives you a new heart. If you feel you have failed on your heart, and you feel you want truth, and you feel the heart got weaker, and the heart overcame you already. You want another thing the heart brings to you. And you do you feel you love truth. When
it
reaches fellowship, you have fellowship every day. But there are times
it
overcomes you and delays deals and the times of them.
And until
put you in a wrong timing and you never appear. Yet you fight to make it.
As
a new heart, you will be able to reason a good time and you will accept.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel Suleya Satumumkago Nyolabid Momkago.
Ezekiel 36:26.
Elandi Jom Timogwe Jinja Mumibidi Jamwa.
Kakati Omtima Kunotokuraba.
Now don't you see this heart?
Budingo Gwenyama.
It's seeming of flesh.
Nayekuko Mogwani Gwenyinji.
But the more it gets to have many schemes,
Negunja Gwega Takechitwotekariye Chivi.
It's joined on the law of sin.
The
voice of the devil. And it speaks right direct within you.
And
you to begin to speak like the devil.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Here you have to say that, Lord. You say my heart has become like a stone. Although I feel so flesh, but we are arguing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They don't speak of a physical stone.
That
never changes. You want this, it does something else. But when you look yourself, you think you want to reach heaven. But things you end up doing, they themselves take you in hell. You must accept request for a new heart.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel Suleya Satumumu Sanvu Unyolo Abirimumu Kaga.
Ezekiel 36:26.
Erandi jomutimu ogwe jinja mumbiri jamu. Nemba womutimu ogwe nyama. Erandi tekomo. Nitekomo yogwange munda mumu. Nemba tambuliza mateka gange. Erandi mulikwate misango jange ne mujikola. Awo munabe ranga munsi jena wabaja jamu. Namwe munabanga bantu bange. Nange nabanga katunda wamwe. Era ndibawonya mu butali butuukirivu bwammwe bonna. Era ndiyita engano n'enjaza so siribaleetako njala.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Tukkiriza tudde eri Mukama.
Let's accept, get back to God.
Akyasobola okuwonya omutima ogwo.
He can still heal that heart.
Singa okutuuka ku kiseera n'ogukakkanya ne gubonerera.
You reach a point, you humble it and it gets contrite.
Naye bw'olaba ogukakkanya ne gugaana.
If you see you humbling it and it refuses,
sabamu mupya.
Ask in place another heart. Praise Jesus. Maybe what you have so far you still love it. And you rejoice together with it. In some moments. Other moments you agree. In some moments you never agree. You can still humble it. If you reach a moment and many times you argue with it. You feel a secular song overtaking you. Now you know you never agree. Their hearts, which of a great portion they still hold, and it can listen. When you go in gospel, it is gospel. But their hearts, let's go to sing gospel. And you feel a secular song overtaking you and coming out. Now you know you no more agree. You tell it, let's eat chicken. And you eat, you reach the middle, it tells you. But what about the beer? We say to eat chicken, what are you doing? You no more connect with the heart.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You are joking with that heart.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If you still have contentions and arguments, ask for a new heart. If you can still humble it.
Let's
end with the scripture, Psalms 51. If you can get contrite, both of you. Psalms 51:17.
Zaburi esura ya 5 mwemu ulinyiriwa 17.
Psalms 51:17.
Sadaka ya Katonda yememe menyese. Omutima ogumenyesero ogubonerede.
Mucha subulu kuatira wamu.
Now you can still hold together.
Gweno gwememe wakuo moyo.
You the spirit.
No mutima gone mukwatira wamu nemumenyeka.
Your heart and you break.
Nemubonerira muchibi.
And you get contrite over sin.
This
God is pleased of it and says, let me purify it.
If
you, as the spirit, you break and get contrite,
you
feel I've given up on this.
And the
heart in a little moment restores it back.
And
you feel lighting a fire within you for that. We just give up on things. Give them 6 months.
Give
up immorality in 6 months ahead.
We
had the word to live
sin. I tell you,
we live
in sin.
You tell me we give it 6 months. We gradually give up on it. Now you know it's not to give it or not.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Already a seeming to defer but never defers. They say the sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. And a broken and a contrite heart. When these two come, they
are,
if they agree over the same issue, and they say, leave this, and they both agree.
It
comes to pass what's in Romans 10. A person believes in his heart.
You,
as a person you're there and the heart too is aside. Now if you can come and agree there. And you both get on right. No more even his heart.
You give
it up on alcohol and that doesn't bring the thirsty of drinking it. And he too is
safe.
But let's leave this place.
Yes,
now you have agreed. The one who was always moving with women. This time you look at them and they say that it's all vanity. Let's go.
But
at least look back once. You know you're not agreed yet with the heart.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Many things like those, though we give a few examples, but you know many, which you never agree with upon your heart. And maybe you could contrive as a spirit. But your heart is never gotten contrite. Anytime each one is haunting another, another inflicts pain on another. The one who hinders makes another sick. To wake up a day and you are sick for refusing to go and do your rumor mongering, you get sick over that. But the heart is what has gotten sick for. He had prepared his rumor mongering. Told him last time to be in rumor mongering, they beat me for that. Humble this time, we are not going. And you feel malaria has taken over you now. Something they refuse their heart to do. Some is what they hear, like pressure, and the others. Pressure has never gotten and captured the mind and brain. It captures the heart. At least it troubles you, but you can humble towards what it wants. Try to humble to what you want as a person. You ask the spirit. Tell it, I'm going to humble you, and he has to get contrite.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Those
things are like that.
Verses,
go praise, worship God
for
teaching us.
Zaburi esura ya 5 mwemo nyiru wa 17. Sadaka za katonda yememe menyese. Omutima ogumenyese rogu vonerede ai katonda togu gayenga. Okolevulu nji sayuni ngabo ya gala. Okolere Yerusalemu bugwe. N'olyo kusanyukira sadaka z'obutuukirivu, ebyokwokya ebiramba, ne balyoka bawaayo ente ku kyoto ekyo.
Yes, yebazibwe ku kyoto ekyo.
Yes,
yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na yes, tukanye.
But let's agree.
Kanya n'omutima gwo.
Agree with your heart.
Mubonerere omulundi gumu mugende eri Katonda mwenenye.
Get contrite, go to God and repent.
Kikyasoboka Katonda okulabika ng'akusonyiwa.
Possible God to appear to forgive you.
Naye omuntu agendayo ng'omu akaayana bibye.
If you go and one argues over their own pains.
Wano omwoyo gwagala naye
ng'omutima gwo. Spirit is willing and the heart is not.
Olina osooka okakasa omutima nti ekintu kye muliko kituufu.
First prove the heart that the thing you own is right.
Ekyo kye kigambibwa nti omuntu akkiriza na mutima
gwe. What say the person believes with their heart.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
May God bless you.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Tugende tumutendereze.
Let's go praise him.
Tumusinze.
And worship him.
Tukomewo tugende kweyongera okulaba enkoza setaani.
Go move on to the schemes of the devils.